Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning into the UL Revolution Shift 2012. The clock is ticking, and I can hear it ringing. And it's, you know, it is the time, and it's more than just the time to do this interview and to share these amazing healing practices. It's really the time for you to step into your power, to really be who you're meant to be. And if you're new to us, or if you're new to the call and you were not on the intention session, one of the things I asked everyone was, what are the things that you are no longer going to tolerate anymore? And I mean that kind of in a little powerful way, in a forceful way, to really say, listen, this is how I want to show up in the universe. This is how I want to be. This is the me that I want to show in the world. And this is the reality that I want to create. And so if you're waiting and wondering when the world is going to change for you, I say, hey, let's change for the planet. Let's change for the better of the planet. And let's show up as we really are and get the tools to make that a huge reality for you. And today, I am very excited because we've got something totally new and totally different that I know is going to create a massive shift in your life and really expand your awareness. So what I want everyone to do, what I would love everyone to do, is go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share what you're going to learn. Be a reporter on our event, you know, like tell us the hits and the greatest points and the most amazing things that come up for you as you're going through the call. Share it on Facebook, because I've learned that every one of us has an amazing message to share, an amazing gift, amazing possibility, and you have to really know that anything you do impacts the world, impacts other people. So if you just share what you're learning here on the Facebook sharing blog, people will realize, people will feel something. People will know and come and get exactly what they need at the right time. And we talked about the butterfly effect last week, is that the tiny little incremental flutter of a butterfly's wings can affect weather around the world. And there was a whole study of that and a whole bit of theories on that, but it was mathematically proven to be true. And so all of you have that power. Now, today we have something amazing that we've never talked about before. And so if you're here and you are saying, Darius, I really want to experience something profound. I want to go bigger today. I want to go bolder. I want to experience this amazing breakthrough. We have our wonderful guest, who's Dakara Keys, who's going to be teaching us about the heart point technique, which is a spiritual energy healing modality brought forth to the planet by the Divine Mother. You're going to learn about it. You're going to understand how to use it to transform your energy and lose the struggle. You're going to understand how you may have something blocking your energy flow and who you are, that you could be anchored into low vibrational energy that is keeping you in an energy or a reality of struggle. And you're going to learn through some exercises how to really activate and release that so you can really live the life that you were born to live. And I believe that so strongly, that there is so much more for you here, or you wouldn't be here. Guys, I got to tell you, it's not an accident. Like, you are here for a reason. So Dakara Keys she's been called the queen of receiving, and we all could receive a lot more in our life, more love, more light, more joy. And the question we want to ask is, are you ready to relinquish and be fully open to your fullest receiving? Are you ready to step into who you're meant to be? And it's really cool, because I believe, and she believes, that the energy of 2012 is something that, well, it really lets us step into that power. And she's going to help and assist us in releasing and relinquishing what we've talked about here once or twice, cellular memories, okay, it's a big one, old patterns and old beliefs that don't serve us and don't serve 2012. And it'll allow, almost like if you have this huge, beautiful light shining and you're covering it with this damp, murky, old, musty blanket, you know, that light is not going to shine. That lamp is not going to light the room and light the world. We're going to remove that. And what she specializes in is releasing core patterns that hold people back in life, to releasing the pain of past lives, childhood, ancestral lineage with laser intuitive vision. She also works with many healers to help healers, and I think all of you are healers. In fact, I know we're all here to do healing work, to make a quantum leap into their gifts and into their purpose. Her ingenuity, her savvy business acumen, her guides, which you're going to find out about, direct her to move you forward and be the essence of who you truly are on this amazing time in our planet. So, Dakota, welcome to the UWAP Revolution Shift 2012.
Yay! Hi, Darius. Hi, listeners. I'm grateful and excited to be here and looking forward to creating a shift for each one of you today through the processes that we're going to be sharing with you. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and my guides, because it's not just about me. It's about my non-physical team of beings that help facilitate the movement and the shift of energy in big, powerful ways.
Well, what was really interesting when we started talking was that you were saying that the guides would move you and me to do certain things with the group based on where they're at. So what I think I was hearing was that the guides actually will be reading the energy of the group and connecting us with the right things that are going to serve this group in the biggest and the most beautiful way.
Exactly. And the beautiful part of the work that I do in creating energy packages, you know, if people are live, great. But if they're listening later, that's just as great, too, because I'm going to create sacred space and ground everybody so that, you know, they'll hear that now and hear it on the recording. And then their guides are going to be fully present. And I feel this, like, vibrational excitement by a lot of people's guides, like, oh, yes, finally, you know, we're going to be able to drop some energy in because we'll create some energy packages. Mm-hmm. Your guides, you know, the universe knows what you individually need, and that's what will be created for you in the moment that we're doing the processes and bring that energy down. And what I've found over time with my clients in this process with the energy packages is a lot of times people may feel a shift. Let's say they had something at a 8 or 9 on that scale of 1 to 10 of discomfort, and it gets down to a 2. It's like perfect, because a lot of times those energy packages will, just over the next few days, they'll just kind of keep, you know, blending down, and then they may tune in a week later and not feel any energy or even remember that they had that issue, is what I hear from clients. So it's a lot of fun and very powerful, and I'm excited.
Now, I want to get into your story, and I want to get into kind of how this energy of struggle can impact our life, but when you say an energy package, what do you mean by that?
One of the points that we work with, and at some point in our interview or call today, I want to go through all of the basic points and just kind of give an overview about that. But the main point that we work with is the high self point, so 18 to 24 inches above somebody's head. I mean, most people, I think, on this call specifically will be familiar that, you know, this is our gateway. This is where anything that we could ever imagine, dream, we can ask and invite our guides in the universe to bring that energy into that point, and then we're going to bring it down through the different points into the heart. And I can either talk about that now or talk about that in a little bit. It's up to you.
Well, I'm kind of like, my mouth is watering, because it was very interesting to bring stuff to the 12 inches above our head and then bring it into our chakras and into our heart. Let's do this. We're going to hold off on that, and everybody just keep waiting, because this is going to be pretty exciting. And the other thing I wanted to ask you too, Dakota, you're going to be doing some processes as well, Nicole, so we're going to actually get a taste of this too, right?
Oh, yeah. No, my intention today is to really enrich everybody's life and provide a shift, because I know everybody that needs to hear this call is going to hear this call.
Yeah.
And
I'm
really about service and helping people. So I want this to be the most powerful. I'm going to set the intention. This is the most powerful session or call I've ever done.
I agree. We're going to set that intention. That is happening right now, and it is going to be, and it is right now at this instant, the most powerful call that you've done and I've done, and this will be a true healing miracle for a lot of people. Now, your personal story. How did you become a healer? And I particularly want to hear about if there was a moment when things really got difficult and what it was like for you in that journey.
Ooh, okay. So I'm going to say in my early mid-20s, I started having to own or recognize that I knew things, you know, that I would get those intuitive hits, but I really wasn't around people that I could talk to, or, you know, I wasn't really anchored into that. I was interested in astrology and a few things, but I certainly wasn't thinking I was psychic or intuitive. And then in my late 20s, I had a personal health crisis in my Saturn return, for those that are familiar, and I felt I'll just say it. I had cervical. I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. I didn't have it. I was diagnosed with it. Mm-hmm. And I went into this place of, I'd been studying herbs, taking supplements for a long time, and I felt like my body betrayed me to the nth degree. And so it became this journey of even studying more about herbs and iridology, and then moving into how can I heal these emotions that are coming up for me in this deep sense of betrayal by my body. And I moved into a lot of different healing modalities that just became a journey to where I am now and who I am and what I offer and how I can be of service to others on the planet.
What was it that you discovered that really shifted everything in your life?
You know, I've been doing my work for over 20 years, so I'm going to say there's probably been a few things, but I am going to say that heart point technique, this newer healing modality brought onto the planet by Rebecca A. Messenger through Divine Mother, has been the pivotal shift that I've seen for myself in the way that doors and pathways started opening, and that for my, as well for my clients. So I'm going to say that, you know, I've gone through a lot of struggle. I left a corporate job back in 92 or 93 because I was going to be a healer. And frankly, staying in that job I'd been at for 11 years was making me physically ill. I just knew I couldn't stay there anymore. So I had a journey of struggle with money, with health, with, you know, a lot of things. It's not that I don't have some struggle with stuff now. I'm having a human experience too. And we, you know, we just deal with life as it comes. And I will say that I have all these great tools to help myself through it. So heart point technique was definitely, and this modality has been on the planet for, I'm going to say kind of officially for about 2.5 years, something like that. It's fairly new. And I did a lot of EFT in the past with clients and got a lot of effective change for myself and the clients with that. But this just took things to a whole nother level. And because it's a spiritual healing modality, you know, we're working with the light. We're working with that universal healing light. And with that, anything is possible.
Well, let's talk about how the energy of struggle can really affect us in our life. It sounds like you've had that in sometimes way more than you may now, but something for so many people on this call is just like, it's like there's this hidden anchor or weight that just keeps making things harder and harder. What is that?
Oh, you know, it can be different things for different people. There could be a gatekeeper involved, or we may call it a gate blocker, because I know some people's studies, gatekeepers are like things that are there to help them and be good. And in this context, a gatekeeper is, it could be an ancestral pattern, it could be an ancestor, it could be a past life energy, it could be a discarnate, it can be any kind of energy that's blocking you, and I'm going to say, ding, 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 the number one response when I ask a client or a group, what is the purpose in that gatekeeper being there? And the number one response from people is, it's there to protect me. It thinks it needs to protect me. And so based on past experiences or cellular programming or something, that gatekeeper thinks it needs to protect it. So many times just releasing gatekeepers can have a profound difference. Sometimes going back on the ancestral lines, going back to past lives will also, and something I do want to do today, which came, I don't know, a couple months ago, like my guides give me a lot of information in the morning, like, oh, a new class idea, ding, 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 and then I'll, you know, test it out on my peeps, and when I see the shifts, then I'll create a class. And we're actually going to do a vortexual clearing where we'll go in and we're going to command. I will command that any distractor devices, limitation devices connected in any way to the energy of struggle will be released, will be pulled off of that individual while they're in the vortex. So that'll be part of our talk today too.
I am very excited, and I love this, where this is going. I love talking about these and really experiencing these. We had Wilma Ross, who said, Darius, please ask Dakara if she will do a process to clear my struggle and financial struggle and blocks. And she says she has not been able to identify the source, but she is clearly experiencing one. Now, we know this is there. We know there are other things out there. Let's start talking about it, and let's talk real. What are implants? What are devices? What are these things that block us from really going forward? Are there, you talked about disincarnates, which are spirits and entities that haven't left. You talked about a lot of things. Yeah, I mean, I know those things get stuck. We used to pull them out of people that they would just hang around and attach, you know. I seen one guy had something like, you know, like 50 of them. I mean, it's real. And
You
see people in your life that just, they're constantly in chaos, it's not them. They've got something on them. They need to get it off or it's blocking them. So,
right. It's, you know, a lot of this stuff.
Device. Okay.
No, I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
I get excited. Please go ahead.
it's not the individual's fault. It's like, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know, we come
it's
into
not.
This lifetime. We've made contracts and agreements to have certain experiences. And I still don't call that fault. Mm-hmm. I just say, okay, you know, when we're in spirit form, it's like, la, 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 that'll be easy. And then we get into our human suit and we're like, oh, okay. And then, you know, the best part is we forget that we did that. So,
we do.
Just distraction devices, I just see these energetic. They're energetic. It's not like a physical thing like somebody's, you know, had a knee replacement. It's an energetic thing that my guide started calling distraction devices. And so they can just be little energetic things that they might look like little orbs. They may have a structure to them. They're going to be different for different people. In some of my teleclasses, people have talked about they'll just see like a ton of these things just flying off their body, and because I'll magnetize the outside of the vortex to suck them off. And then implants, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, I'm thinking most people on this call have a belief that there's life on other planets and that, you know, we probably have been visited at some point maybe in our lives, or we're aware that, you know, there are beings that come to this planet. So sometimes those implants can also be an energetic something that's been placed by another dimensional being into our body somewhere. And I'll use an example. A long time ago, a client of mine, her son was still in, this is long before HPT, so still in high school, and he was into tennis. He was on the tennis team and whatnot, and all of a sudden his ankle started bothering him. He went to the doctor. They couldn't find anything wrong, x-rayed it, nothing. So she called me because she came to me for healing work, and so when I tuned in and I scanned his ankle and his leg, I saw this, like, I'm going to say it looked like metal, you know, like a metal device, and it had like little pokey things on it. So I simply asked the guides to remove it, and her feedback was, he's walking fine, he's playing tennis, there's no issue. So they're not things that we even necessarily always agree to, and that's not coming from anything other than, you know, somehow things get into our field. They get into our energetic bodies, and it could be from a discarnate. It can be from so many different things. There's not always a way to delineate how this stuff happens, and I think, you know, most people, as they awaken to the light and the energy and the shifts on the planet, you know, when they're doing prayer or asking for guidance and assistance, some things can be cleared off. But some things get anchored in because there's other energy behind it, the energy of struggle, limitation, you know, whatever. Everybody has their own unique makeup. But what I love is being able to do a process that can affect the masses in a shift.
Wow. I want to hear from everybody here, like, how many of you feel like you may have an implant or a distractor device or something that is blocking you, that's not just your own belief? Because, you know, we all go, oh, it's my fault, it's my belief, I need to peel the onion and get to the, but what is it that, how many of you really feel like there is something that's not of your essence that's blocking you? I want to hear that. And then let's ask this question. We have a bunch of people writing in right now.
Great.
Donna says, I am so excited. Thank you so much. You know, I want to replace the struggle with good. A lot of people are feeling this right now. Now, quick question. What is the heart point technique that you refer to a lot, and it may also be referred to on this call as HPT? What is it?
HPT is a spiritual healing modality that works with the light. It works with the different points in the body, and there's a handhold, and there's chanting involved. And the reason that we do chanting is because it just amplifies the energy. And I'll just cover that really quick. And then, Darius, if we can, I'd like to ground everybody, create sacred space. Then we'll go through the points because I want to start bringing some light down. But I want everybody to be grounded and kind of in that space first. But let me explain the chanting. The main chants that we use, and I'm going to say that for anybody, you can use any words that feel good to you. The words I'm going to use today are from the Arabic language, the 99 names of God.
Okay.
Why the Arabic language? One of the co-teachers and facilitators of this is a master Sufi healing, and it came to Rebecca and Dr. Patty that the power of using these 99 names of God. So the main one I'm going to use today is Anur. And I tend to kind of sing a little when I chant because it, to me it feels like the energy flows better. And Anur simply means the light. So it's incorruptible, divine light coming down to bless wherever we're directing that light in the body. Another one that's used a lot is Al-Haq, which I'll say with power and force because it means the truth. So I'm bringing the light of truth into that space. That's usually many times how I'll end the chanting part. Ar-Rahim means the merciful one. So we may be holding something up to the light for mercy. Al-Mukmin is another one I use a lot. That's the guarantor and the affirmer. So we're bringing that affirming, guaranteeing light and energy into that area, whatever we'll be working on in that moment. And the bottom line is, the Arabic language has been on the planet for over 6,000 years. It has a sound signature to it. And it's still names that are being chanted today. So that sound signature, we're tapping into a very deep sound signature for clearing and blessing and healing.
Wow.
So, you know, for some people, it seems a little odd, but, you know, just I invite everybody, just come into this with an open heart and open mind and just pay attention to how your body is feeling and what's shifting as we move through the processes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
So let's go ahead and create sacred space, and then I'll just do a quick little grounding, and then I'll talk about the points and the handholds, and then we're going to just bring some light down to identify where people are holding like a baseline energy of struggle in their bodies. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome. I want to let you know, people are saying, you know, Catherine said, I definitely feel like there's something blocking me. I really need this. Raza said, I really feel like something's been blocking me too. I've tried so many modalities, still suffer from nightmares every night, anxiety, pain in my feet. Connie says, funny, Dakara says that I have, what she says, I felt for a very long time, but nobody seems to be able to assist me in removing this energy and this struggle. Can Dakara do a removal on this call, Connie? Yes, she is. And Patricia says, I came to this call and it sounds very different. It sounds shamanic, and I don't know if it is. And I've had disincarnates removed by shamans in the past. She's very excited about that. Cindy says, I definitely have a huge blockage, and in spite of all my efforts, I've been unable to remove this. So, you know, another person said, Cynthia says, I feel like there's been a plate over my heart, and it's unbelievable. I mean, we've just got about 40 people right in. I've been riddled with distractors. So, oh my gosh, amazing. So people are, do not feel, guys, like this is, like, you're the only one, okay? You just had a flood. You're in the right place, the right time. Dakara's going to take care of us, and today is going to be a big breakthrough.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to invite everybody to just get as comfortable as they can and whatever, you know, they're sitting. If you're driving, please pull over. Do not go into this meditation mode if you're driving. So I'm just going to invite everybody to close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose, exhaling slowly through your mouth as we create a sacred healing circle of light around each one of you, calling forth all of your guides, beings of light, the angels of light, all of the multiple aspects of Divine Mother to be here now, the multiple aspects of Divine Father to be here now, Holy Spirit light, Holy Spirit flame, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, Lord Metatron, the Hathors, bringing in the sound frequencies that will be perfect for each person's healing and transformation, calling forth the Nature Kingdom, the Animal Kingdom, the David Kingdom, calling forth my four grandmothers of the directions of healings and their pillars of light to anchor this circle deep into the grid. Calling forth and activating the violet-blue flame of transformation to clear and transmute any cleared energies. And so it is. And just take another deep breath in and out and imagine from the base of your spine a grounding cord of light going all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. Just grounding, anchoring, and connecting into her. Maybe wrapping that cord of light around a beautiful crystal. And then imagine her healing light coming up that grounding cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart. Just allowing that Mother Earth energy and your sweet heart energy just to commingle. Just, and I'm feeling like this pulsing energy for everyone. Just pulse, pulse, pulse. And we're going to imagine that commingled energy moving up out the crown of your head, all the way out to source energy, looping through source, bringing source back down through the crown, right into the center of your heart, allowing that triad of energy to simply mingle together. As we send that triad down to the base of your spine, allow it to come back up through your heart, to your crown, back into your heart, allowing that figure eight of energy to just connect you to heaven and earth, right in your heart, anchoring and grounding you, knowing that you're completely safe. And so it is. And take a deep breath in and out. So the HPT basics, or I'm going to say HPT for heart point technique because it's just faster. The basic point we mentioned before, the first point is the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above your head. So if you were to just imagine reaching up, or if you can reach up, just kind of reach up and go, hi, hi, so high self point. And we're just going to acknowledge that high self point, bless it, activate it, and invite it to be open to receive. And this is the point where we're going to call forth all of the energy, the light, the guides, whatever healing energy is needed, and where we're going to create energy packages that are going to help facilitate that shift, that cleansing, that healing, that transformation for you now today. And then we're going to bring that light down into the crown chakra and move it through the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves that connects the right and left hemisphere of the brain. And many times I'll see the energy and I'll start talking about how it starts spinning counterclockwise. So coming into the right, more spiritual, creative side of our brain, moving it into the left where, you know, that logical side's not so much used to the light. So go ahead and place your hand on your crown and we're just going to acknowledge the crown chakra and the corpus callosum and we're going to bless it, activate it, and invite it to be open to receive. Then we're going to bring the energy across the hypothalamus and the pineal gland, our spiritual glands. And then we'll move the energy down into the third eye. And then we're going to talk about the eye points. And for those that are familiar with EFT, we have the beginning of the eye, side of the eye, under the eye. And then THT, the tear duct areas. So all of these are meridian points that the light will come in and move back into the brain, especially the tear duct. This is where all those meridian points connect back into the brain. So if you just hold your hand, one of your hands, over your eyes, like, oh, no, I can't look at that anymore. This is the first hand hold, and I want you to just hold that there. We're going to acknowledge these eye points and the spiritual glands, activate them, and invite them to be open to receive the light. And then go ahead and move your hand down to your throat chakra. And even though this isn't an official HPT point, it is one I always bring the light down through the throat because we want to keep those throat chakras open so people can speak their truth and be present with themselves. And this chakra also connects to the auditory receptor points above the ear. So this is also helps us listen better as well. So go ahead and just hold your hand over the throat. We're going to acknowledge it, bless it, activate it, and invite it to be open to receive. And then place your hand over your heart, not the center of your chest, but your physical heart. Just place your hand there as if you're cradling your heart. And this is the second hand hold. It doesn't matter which hand on over the eyes, over the hands. But hold your hand, or maybe both if you're working with a hands-free device, and just acknowledge your beautiful, loving heart. We're going to bless your heart activated and invited to be open to receive the light, the energy, the healing today. And for the heart to be a conduit, so it will allow that light to move out into your body and show us where these energies are stuck for you. Just take a deep breath in and out. And then the final point is called the consolidation point, and it's at the back of your head. If you just kind of cup the back of your head with one of your hands, it's the point where the spine and the head connect. And sometimes we do tapping on that. That doesn't come up as much, but many times I'm guided to run the energy down the back of the skull and down the spine. So that point gets activated. So go ahead and hold your hand there. This is an area that for a lot of people doesn't get any attention. So we're just going to acknowledge the consolidation point. We're just going to bless it, activate it, and invite it to be open to receive the energy, the light, the healing, the information. There we go. That feels better for everybody. Okay, and I've already talked about chanting. So before we move into doing an exercise, Darius, do you have any questions? Are there any other questions that I need to address for anybody before we start?
Well, I think there's a kind of a pretty good one here from Melanie, who's asking, how is this different? And I think that's a very good question because, there've been so many gifted people here and so many different ways to clear and release and so many different approaches to get all of us to the same place that we all know inside is there. How is this different, in your opinion, Dakara, than maybe some other things that people have tried or other things you've tried? How was this different?
This was different because I'm going to say it, this is how I'm hearing to say it. I'm surrendering it to the light. I'm asking the universe, my guides, the angels, to create and bring that light and that energy down that's needed for healing. And I'm not saying that other modalities don't do that too, but there's something with the way this process works, and maybe it's not just me because there's a lot of people that are I work with, but there's something in the way the process and these steps that bringing that light in and in combination with the chanting and then, the activations and blessings that I've received from Divine Mother and, attending all the training to get my master's in this modality, which there's only 8 masters on the whole planet, and I was number 5.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's just, I think what I'd like to do is maybe address that question once we've done some processes and people can feel and experience it, because then they'll get how it's maybe different, and if they don't, then maybe they'll have another question that I can address. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's rock and roll. So, it's a good idea, everybody, feet flat on the floor. If you can put your hands in the position, hand over the heart, hand over the eyes, and again, it doesn't matter which hand is where. Great. If you're in an environment where you can only do one, then do one and imagine you're doing the other one. Or just close your eyes and hold your hand over your heart. Do whatever's comfortable. If your hands get tired, by all means, just place them down. If you're sitting at a desk and you need to lean forward to support your arms and everything, do that too. There's not a lot of big rules with this, which is why it works so well for me, because a lot of modalities had a lot of rules, and I'm a very right brain person and in the flow, and I need to just be in the flow, and this modality allows that, and the more that I'm in the flow, the more powerful it is. So hands in the position, and we're just going to call forth to our high self points the light of illumination, the light of revelation, and we're asking this light as we bring it into these beautiful beings to show us where is this energy of struggle anchored in this beloved soul's body or being. We're just going to allow that light to accumulate a little bit more. There we go, at the high self point. And you can imagine it as if it's a pitcher, like a glass pitcher full of light. And you're simply, we're tipping it and we're pouring that light right into your crown chakra. Anur, Anur, Anur. Allowing that light to flow down into the crown, moving through the corpus callosum. We're just going to allow that light to flow in that counterclockwise spin a little bit. Some people may feel tingling in their head. Some people may feel nothing at all. Whatever it is, or it isn't, it's all perfect. It's all happening. Anur, Anur, Anur. And I'm asking for anyone that has any damage that needs repair in their corpus callosum, that some of that is re-knitted gently and slowly now. There we go. And for those that, when you tune into this later, you can ask for a little bit to be re-knitted every day. Many people that had big lifetimes in Atlantis or multiple lifetimes, their corpus callosums were severed. So they can actually ask for that to be re-knit with the light. You just want to do it slowly, that's all. All right, now we're going to bring the light across the hypothalamus, and we're just going to imagine it gently wrapping around the pineal gland, onur, bring it down into the third eye and all of those eye points, onur, allowing that flow of light to just move down through the throat chakra, onur. Bring it down through the thymus and the high heart, right down into the heart. And we're inviting this light to move into the deepest wisdom of your heart. Onur. Allowing that light to just pool into those deepest wisdom areas of your heart. And we're asking this light to spotlight out to where you're holding this energy of struggle. Where is the first point that we need to clear and release on within your being? Onur. Allowing that light to spotlight out. Onur. And take a deep breath in and out. And so for each person, I would invite you to pay attention to where the light directed you to. And then I want you to tune into the intensity of it. One being, you don't feel any struggle there at all, and 10, you feel a lot. And some people may feel it's 1,000. So we're just going to call that a 10+. So anything over a 10 is a 10+. And just pay attention to where that is in the body. And so, Darius, did anything come up for you?
Well, what I've kind of been feeling, it's just, I don't know if anyone else has been, but very, very lightheaded. And very relaxed, tension. What is that?
I said, hence why I wanted to ground everybody first.
Yeah, I mean, it just came over me, but very light and sort of just very freeing. So I can't put my hand on anything, but I just feel very, you know, first lightheaded, and now I sort of feel like this lift, sort of this feeling of just freeness. I'm pretty.
And you've done a lot of work too. I'm just gonna invite everybody to pay attention to where they're feeling this. Many people will feel it, maybe in their heart, maybe their throat. Solar plexus is another big hit area. And sometimes I get a lot of clients that feel energy stuck in their sternum. It could be in your knee. It could be in your head. It can be anywhere in your body. Maybe it's in your energy body. So wherever it's identifying, where we're saying, asking that light, show me where I'm holding this energy of struggle. And just identify where it is. Now we're going to ask a big question. Actually, let's bring some light down, and then we'll come back to the big question. So now I'm going to ask each person, we're going to imagine that we're taking that struggle energy and we're holding it in our hands, and you can hold your hands out in front of you, and we're just holding that struggle. We're going to hold that energy up to the light for healing. And I'm seeing Divine Mother Ozma, Mother Mary coming in. Mother Mary's bringing forth her mercy and compassion energy. Some of you may feel her blue robes around you. And we're just going to hold this energy of struggle up to the light for healing. Arahim, 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 Anur, Anur, Anur. Asking that this energy be shifted and released now. Al-Haq! And everybody take a deep breath in and out. Now I want everybody to tune back into their rating again. On a scale of 1 to 10, and see if it's shifted. For some, I'm going to say it's most likely shifted. For others, you may feel it's still stuck. So here's the next question I want to ask everyone. And this is a yes or no response. Many will feel it viscerally. Answer this question from your heart, not your head. Is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no? And if you get I don't know, it's a yes.
Ooh, wow.
A lot of gatekeepers, they want to be hidden. They don't want to be found. So if you don't get an automatically no, or you just feel like no, then it's a yes. Some people will get a yes right away. Others like, well, I don't know. And it's like, oh, so I may ask, you know, another question. But generally, it's a yes. So for those that got an I don't know or a yes, I want you to ask that gatekeeper, what is its purpose in being there? Why is it there? And many times it's for protection. Some won't even answer you. And I will share with everybody that the goddess Durga Mata, divine Mother Mata Durga Mata, is here, as well as Archangel Michael. So when we do this next process for the gatekeeper, they will come down to relinquish and remove those gatekeepers for each one of you that had a gatekeeper. So, oh, everybody take a deep breath in and out. Just ask what that purpose is. And while you're tuning into those gatekeepers, I'm just going to say to those gatekeepers, oh, and just planting a seed of love in that gatekeeper's heart. It's been there for whatever reason it thinks it's supposed to be there. Yeah. I just want to say, oh, thank you for doing such a good job. But now it's time to relinquish and release this post and move back into the light for your next highest purpose. And I'm just going to show some of the gatekeepers I'm feeling just really need a lot of love and mercy and compassion. And we're just going to let that energy flow to those individuals. And then I want everybody to ask their gatekeeper, the ones that had gatekeepers, I want you to ask, what do they need for healing? What kind of energy can we give them right now? So we're going to bring in love and compassion and peace and harmony and balance, because those are just good general ones for everyone. And ask if there's a shape or a color to that energy that's needed. There could be a symbol or an object. I mean, sometimes with clients, they'll be like, she wants a unicorn. Great. What color? You know, purple with pink polka dots. Perfect. So whatever it is, it's perfect. No questioning. It's just we're going to bring in that shape, that symbol, that energy, that color. It could be a rainbow. I've had clients where they see a rainbow, and I just see, like, the energy just sliding down the rainbow. And it's just amazing sometimes the simplicity of what is needed. So just kind of document or note what is needed. What does that gatekeeper need? What can we do to just hold them in high esteem and show them the love that they need, and to let them know that you are completely safe and protected and that they've done a good job, but it's time to go. And for those stubborn gatekeepers, the ones that didn't want to be seen, didn't want to be found, we're going to invite and allow, and I'm going to command for Durga Mata. And I'm seeing Mother Ozma standing, and she has her staff of light, and she's ready to pound her staff on the ground 3 times in support of this transformation for each person. So we're going to call forth now the light and create an energy package for each person individually, calling forth the light, the love, the compassion, the peace, the balance, whatever shapes, symbols, colors, objects are needed that are perfect for you. And if you don't get anything, that's perfect too. Your guides know what you need, and a perfect energy package will be completed for you. And Durga Mata and Archangel Michael will come in to release and remove, to cut away any cords from these gatekeepers and send them off into the light, filling their hearts with love. And now Mother Ozma is giving the command to make it so, and pounding her staff 3 times as we're going to chant these energy packages down. So you may or may not see them or feel them. And actually for this one, we're going to bring it down the back and down the spine. We're going to do it a little different because I want to clear this energy out of the entire energy field today. Anur, Anur, Anur. Bringing this energy package down into your crown chakra. Anur, Anur. Allowing whatever's needed in the crown to unfurl from that energy package on Noor, and then allowing it to move down the back of the skull. On Noor, on Noor. And whatever's needed down the spine, we're simply going to allow this energy package to move and float as if it's a cascading waterfall down the spine. On Noor, on Noor. Moving across each vertebrae, blessing, helping to realign it, and to release any energies that are stuck in the vertebrae, and allow the energy to move out through the nervous system, through the thousands and thousands of miles of your nervous tract in your body. On Noor, on Noor, on Noor. Affirming that this energy is blessing and healing as it floats down your spine to your root chakra. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Allowing that energy and the energy package to simply rest for a moment in your root chakra. As we allow that light to start spinning counterclockwise, clearing, blessing, and healing any energy of struggle in the root chakra. On Noor, on Noor. And then moving it up into the second chakra, allowing it to move counterclockwise. On Noor, on Noor. Bringing it up into the solar plexus. On Noor, on Noor. The Ascended Master Sanat Kumara has come forth with his energy of the Great Central Sun. And for those that need it, that energy is being directly radiated into your solar plexus, into your place of personal power, to support you in stepping into your spiritual authority. On Noor, on Noor, on Noor. Helping you relinquish and release the struggle, the fear, whatever's been holding you back in that solar plexus. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Al Haq. And then we're going to move that energy package up into your heart, allowing it to move counterclockwise there. On Noor, on Noor. Allowing the seeds of love, beauty, and compassion to be planted deeper into your heart. On Noor, and moving it up into the throat chakra. On Noor, on Noor, moving it back up to the crown, or excuse me, up to the third eye. On Noor, on Noor, and up to the crown, reconnecting with where the energy first came in. On Noor, on Noor. And know that wherever you were feeling this in your body, your energy package has landed or moved into place there. And I'm feeling like we need to do an activation for some. So I just want everybody that feels inclined to imagine that there's like a little keyhole like you'd see on a little girl's jewelry box. And your angel is standing there handing you the key. And I want you to imagine sliding the key into that keyhole and turning it counterclockwise three times. One, two, three. And take a deep breath in and out. Okay. So, Darius, I would love to hear some feedback from people on the lines.
Yeah, let's do. Everybody send in what you're feeling, what you experience. I just kind of feel like this amazing buzzing, and now it's like the heaviness. I feel actually quite energized. So I'm going to hear what people have said. One person said that, Bonita, that's great, Bonita, wow. She said, I felt a knot, like literally in my neck, that she's had for weeks, okay? And it started burning right in the beginning of the exercise. Now she said, I cannot even feel anything in that area anymore.
Yay!
Another person said, the light showed me my heart outside of my physical heart. So this is kind of interesting. She said it was brownish looking, and my heart had pieces that were breaking off, and it made me very sad to look at it. The struggle was a 10 out of a 10. She got a very loud yes to that gatekeeper question, and she Let's see. And then she said the gatekeeper had been there to protect her heart ever since, like, her beginning. So the gatekeeper was there to protect her heart, but it was actually not serving her. And she says, since he's been there since the beginning of my first incarnation, waiting on me to relieve him of the duty. Now, she said, after that clearing, isn't that amazing? My chest doesn't feel so congested. Julie says, my chest does not feel so congested. I'm a little dizzy. That's kind of how I feel. But calm and centered, it actually feels great. Wow.
Good.
Oh, we have other people.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like the knot in the neck. I've had I've had several clients that have had, like, either where they couldn't turn their head, I'm thinking of two in particular, where they couldn't turn their head, they had to physically move their body to look to their left or their right. And one in particular, beautiful case study on her. I worked with her for about an hour and a half, probably total, somewhere maybe two.
Wow.
And she'd had an attempted rape at 16 when she was babysitting her sister's children. Her sister was in the hospital having another baby, and one of her uncle's friends knew she was there alone, and he came to attack her. And she woke up, she ran outside, and she grabbed onto this pole, like on the front porch, and was screaming and wouldn't let go. She is in her late 50s now, and she's not been able to look over her shoulders or turn her head her whole adult life.
Mm-hmm.
This gal's a hypnotherapist. Wow. She's done a lot of energy work, a lot of work on herself. And after those sessions, she was able to look over her shoulders. And this is where we were led on the journey of the work. The whole idea was for her to just feel like she wanted to be happy and stay on the planet. And as we unraveled some things, we found that it was anchored back to this experience at age 16. And now she's like, I don't even think like that anymore. I mean, she would think of things like, well, if I got a quick terminal disease or if I got hit by a bus, you know, these random stinking thinking monkey mind thoughts were, you know, coming through her mind. And again, this is a healer and a hypnotherapist, and she's worked on it, and couldn't get it to move. But ever since we did some session work, it just, like, it burst off. So now she can turn her head. She used to go when her husband would be out of town, she would lock the bedroom door. She would visualize all these angels. She would do, like, OCD, like checking the alarm and the doors and the windows multiple times and stuff, because she didn't feel safe being home alone or just being safe. And so a few months after the work we did, I asked her, because the husband hadn't traveled, and then he traveled. She goes, yeah, you know what? She goes, well, I made sure the alarm was on, but I didn't check it five times. And she goes, yeah, I didn't lock my door. I didn't even close my door. And I didn't have the angels and all that stuff come over the house to protect me, and because she just didn't think of it anymore. So it's amazing how some simple changes can make a difference. So, yeah, even the physical things, like the knot in the neck being gone, or I've had clients that couldn't turn their heads, and now they can. And it wasn't like we were even necessarily going for that initially. We were addressing a different concern, and that was where they were holding the energy in the body.
Well, we've got a lot of people that have written in now. It's just been a flood. Kai from Toronto, Canada said, I felt it in my head, in my lips, in my feet. Everything was buzzing. The stuck energy was in my ankles and my feet. I also felt nausea in my stomach. What does that mean, Kai is asking? What does it mean when she feels all of those things?
The buzzing, I mean, it's the energy moving through your system. I mean, it's the same thing with the lightheadedness. And I had a feeling that was going to come up for people today more, because I felt lightheaded when I got up this morning. I'm like, what the heck is this? I did some meditation, drank some extra water, really grounded myself, and it just told me this morning how powerful this call was going to be today. The nausea, because anytime there's things that have been stuck for a long time, it's like moved into that comfort zone. It's like, you know, you have a pain in the knee, you're constantly, you know, aware of the pain in the knee, and then when the pain goes away, you don't even pay attention to it, hence why we like to ask for the ratings. But the same thing can be when something's been really comfortable or it's made you uncomfortable, but you're not even conscious of it anymore. When it starts shifting, it can make us feel lightheaded or nauseous because, you know, stuff is moving. So with that, I do want to make sure that people, I'm guessing on your listeners, know that they need to drink water when they're doing energy work. Drink extra water. Okay. If you can do a salt bath tonight, or even put some salt in a little bucket and soak your feet in it, or and if you can't do any of that, put some sea salt on your hands and rub it together and rinse your hands under the water. That will help kind of just etherically pull the residue from the energy work today off.
Wow. Well, Ivy wrote in, said, I feel energized. She had a gatekeeper. It was in her heart. It left. She feels lighter. She feels power in her solar plexus. She was lethargic before the session. Now she feels energized. How awesome. Another person, Jolene, I'm just going to read these quick because there's so many. She felt lots of jerks, like a very quick nod of yes to the gatekeeper question, and then she felt her whole body begin to jerk. She feels lighter now, and she is just so thankful for the clearing. Debbie from Olympia felt something, a lot of stuff here. Ears are buzzing. Anne said she had old fears from the back of her own mind are now gone. She's been working on all of this for a very long time, and now it is finally gone. Another person found a round spinning gold disc in her heart, and she's had a nerve pain in her neck for a very long time, and she just felt it all flow out. And she feels so much better.
Excellent.
Now. So tons of stuff. I mean, they're just, I could read them for probably the next, you know, 2-3 minutes. They're a lot. Mary from San Jose, she felt a pain where her neck and spine meet for the last 3 days. It's gone now. A lot of stuff in the neck. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Well, that blesses
Yay!
My heart
I
in
mean,
multitudes of ways because I really love helping people. So.
Ah, wow. All right. I mean, this is incredible. Now, this is kind of like, oh, my God, we just got 9 more. This is incredible. Okay. Rita just wrote in. I love reading these. She says, my goodness. I've never had such an incredible clearing. My whole body is quivering uncontrollably. The place in my body was my stomach. I had a stubborn gatekeeper there now, but I do believe he or she is gone. The tears are streaming down my face. I felt and saw the bright crystal light. Thank you so much. You are magic. God,
magic.
There's so many. They just keep coming in. So I would love to read all these. It's amazing. Dakara, I mean,
but I
want to
do more processes.
Been here.
So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Keep going. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want to do the vortex clearing and then do an activation. And I'm guessing we can go over the hour, right?
Oh, yeah, we can go for at least probably an hour and a half and, you know, it kind of start to wind down like an hour and 20 minutes. So, yeah, let's give people
Perfect.
Everything
okay.
they deserve. Yes.
Yes, and everybody deserves an infinite amount of love and blessings, and I want to give you as much as I can today. Okay, so wonderful feedback, everyone. Thank you. It blesses my heart hearing what you're sharing. So now I'm going to invite you. We're going to take a little walk into the meadow and create a vortex to pull these implants and distraction devices off. So because there can be multitudes of layers, as some people have said in what they've shared, you know, they've worked on things for years and years, and, you know, believe me, I get it. You know, for most healers, we get to experience the stuff, and then we're led to or gifted with a download of information how to help get rid of it or balance it or bless it and then help other people. So believe me, my heart goes out. I know what it feels like to struggle and to deal with stuff. I've had my fair share, and I'm sure I'm going to get more so that I can learn new wonderful ways of helping other people. And I'm okay with that because I know there's always an answer. Each of us just need to remember to ask. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes, and we're just going to imagine that we're walking down a nice little nature trail, the sweet spring air brushing across your nostrils as you walk up to the edge of the meadow, and it actually will feel like you're stepping over a threshold into the meadow, and I want you to just imagine you're moving to the center of the meadow. And that circle of light encompasses that entire meadow. And on the other side of that circle of light, there's a band of angels. So you know that you are completely safe and protected, and you can just be yourself in this moment, in this meadow. And for whatever reason, this is for somebody, I want you to just, everybody or whoever feels they need to, just shake your hands like you're shaking some old stuff off down into Mother Earth. We're just going to shake our hands for a moment. There we go. So off to your left, I want you to imagine these rings of light just coming down and layering on top of each other. And these, this ring is big enough for you to step inside of. And they're going to be higher than your height. So we're just going to imagine that these rings of light have stacked. And I want you to imagine that you're just stepping into the center of those rings of light, feeling totally safe, protected. And I'm going to command the rings of light to start spinning in a counterclockwise fashion, creating a vortex of energy just to amplify the light. And I'm going to ask for a special blessing of healing for anybody that needs additional healing in their body. I'm just going to ask for that light to come down into the high self point. Allow it to drop into the crown and just cascade down over your body. Anur, Anur, Anur. Just pay attention to the grounding cord, remembering that you're completely grounded down into Mother Earth. Anur, Anur. I'm being guided to bring in some of Divine Mother's just loving energy around each one of you as this vortex is starting to pick up a little bit of speed as it's spinning around you. Mata, Mata, Mata. Feeling the love of Divine Mother in all of her aspects, simply pouring down over you. Mata, Mata, Mata. Take a deep breath in and out. And now we're just going to invite that vortex of energy to speed up. We're going to allow it to start moving faster and faster around you. And I'm asking for the angels to move forward to each person's vortex and activate to magnetize that outer vortex. Anur, Anur, Anur. And as this vortex becomes magnetized, I command any implants in alignment or creating struggle in each of these beloved souls' beings be removed now out into the outer edge of this vortex. Al-Haq! And I command that any distraction devices, any additional limitation implants or devices around the energy of struggle are moving into the vortex now. Anur, Anur, Anur. Arezak, 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 Al-Haq! And we're going to have all of whatever's been pulled off in that outer edge simply drop off of the vortex down into Mother Earth, down into the gold mesh connected to the grid of light specifically for this purpose. That will remove and take care of and transform any of those devices, any of those implants. Just going to invite that vortex to just gently slow down so the spinning becomes softer. I want everybody to just pay attention to their bodies, how they feel. Many of you may have seen a lot of implants and devices and energy things moving off of your being. Some may have felt one, some may have felt nothing, but no, it's all perfect. And I want you to imagine that you're just turning around and you're walking through the vortex. It's dissipated down. Just feel kind of a slight shift as you step through that vortex energy field back to the center of the meadow. And I want everybody to just tune into their body and how it feels differently. And pay attention to where you were previously feeling that energy of struggle or that gatekeeper, and how does that particular area of your body feel? For those that felt something leave, you may feel like healing energy came into that space. You may feel, again, more energy, as some people have shared. So, again, take another deep breath in and out. And Darius, I'd love to hear what people are sharing.
Wow. Tons. There's a lot going on. Everybody write in what you're feeling, what you experienced. I mean, Ivy wrote in and said, just want to say that I love you, Darius, and Dakara. Oh my gosh, I remembered that I had a dream the other night about Dakara, and I was vibrating in the dream and wanted to get rid of everything that didn't serve me. And that tells me that that is what we're here to do right now. Ellen wrote in, she says, I definitely feel energy moving. I feel it in construction and in constriction and a burning in my throat. She's asking, even though things are moving, like how could she release that? I mean, would it be more clearing or going deeper into your work? Because some people may have deeper things going on than just what we can do in an hour or so.
Oh, definitely. So for those that, I mean, you can hold the pose, call forth energy packages and what you need to your high self point, and then bring it down. And you can chant anything you want. You certainly don't have to use the Arabic language like I do. It's just what feels right for me and what I have felt to be very powerful. But you can use whatever you want. And of course, you know, purchasing my special offer would be a great way to do a lot of multitudes of fabulous deeper work, because some of those go very deep and will go into past lives and ancestral lines and relinquishing a lot of different types of energy from limitation, failure, deprivation, struggle. There's actually a bonus call on there that cancels the contract with struggle as well.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of magic in that package for a really good price.
Well, and I think that's a good point, because some of us are getting breakthroughs. Like Janice says, I feel lighter below my navel where the stuck energy was. I feel very light and tingly. Paula says a lot less density where the gatekeeper was. It just keeps coming in. Jules says, I'm definitely shifting big time. I'm very relaxed and centered. Thank you so much. This was amazing. Patricia said, I feel lightheaded. My neck is still a little bit sore, but it's going to get better soon. A lot of people are feeling released. Like Jania said, the vortex filled in my head and my ears, and then I felt something like wind, and then my ears blocked like in an airplane, and then it just all went away and like it just cleared. So it's very cool. And so yeah, I mean, if there is something still there that needs to be worked on, I mean, that's what the deeper work is about, and so many different layers of this. We're getting a lot of questions.
And we're still
going to
do an activation. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, Darius.
Ooh,
go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no, it's okay. We had a question about yawning, because a lot of people are feeling like yawning, and I know that's usually when you're clearing things, you start to
yes,
yawn.
Yes.
Or get
yawn,
thirsty.
Yawn, yawn, please yawn.
So it's working.
Yawning
it's
is
working,
very
everyone.
Powerful. Yeah, that's a good indicator that the energy is moving, is when you're yawning. And again, please, everybody, drink water. If you don't have water, you know, with you, you can go get some. You know, keep sipping water. And that's I maybe should have said something very at the beginning of the call. Go get water, because really drinking the water will help move it. And again, with the energy packages, you will feel them kind of just shifting and unfolding and moving into alignment with your being, the being that you choose to be on the planet, especially in 2012 as we're moving through these energies. They'll just keep, you can tap back into these energy packages too, which is some of the feedback I've gotten. You know, like if, for instance, the person that felt the knot in her neck, like if she started feeling that again, just, you know, tap back into that energy package. I'm going to say it's very unlikely that you will feel that. I was using it as an example, but just know that the energy packages will stay there and be something you can tap back into when you need them.
Wow, that is very cool. So what I want to do now, let's do the activation, and then oh gosh, you got a lot of people. People are just feeling huge things. Oh gosh, it's pretty amazing. So a lot of things coming in. Mary says, I'm so relaxed. My neck feels so, so good. Another person said, Kathy said, you mentioned the contract with struggle. So she says, I need to get your package now to go deeper into that. So Kathy, we're going to talk about going deeper into Dakara's work, because there's so much more that, you know, we just don't have time to get into here. And it probably might even be dangerous to get into too much of it without really prepping people and going through all the preliminary work. So the real powerful stuff we've got to kind of pace you for, I'm sure. Okay,
that
let's do the activation,
you know what?
Dakara.
We're humans. Mm-hmm. We're having our human experience. Our bodies are only going to want to process so much at a time. That's the beauty of a package of recordings is that, you know, what you've done today is fabulous. So, and then, you know, take the next step and listen to, you know, one of the two-hour classes through the package. I mean, there's, I don't know, there's several hours on there. I'm trying to remember. I think there's over 11 hours of recordings on that package. So, and I even did a recording on the basics to remind people and creating the sacred space and grounding you. And you can listen to that one before you do any session work. But most any of them, I include that. That's always at the beginning in any of the recordings that I do or the classes I teach.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Well, let's do the activation and then let's talk about the deeper work and kind of giving it to us step by step so that we don't kind of overload.
Yes. Okay. So since we're still in the meadow, I'm just going to invite everybody to just find that place of peace in their meadow. And if you want, just imagine you have a big old cozy comfy chair that you can sit down in and relax. Just take a deep breath. Just kind of reminding you about your grounding cord and that figure eight of energy connecting you to heaven and earth. Just allowing that to travel through your heart. That helps keep the energy moving too. And then I want you to just focus back on your high self point. I'm going to call forth to every person, high self point, asking their guides to step forward, Divine Mother, Divine Father, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, all the beings of light that can help this beloved soul listening now. Activate the part of their brain that was pre-programmed to shine, to stand in their radiance and shine. And we're going to call forth this energy into the high self point, creating that beautiful, radiant, shining package of energy. Just keep breathing softly. I feel these packages are still being created, so we want to just allow them to be complete. Okay. Now I'm going to chant these energy packages down into the crown chakra. Anur, 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 Anur. Allowing this energy package to move counterclockwise and through the corpus callosum. And we're going to command, I command these energy packages to move into the parts of these beloved's brains that were pre-programmed to shine, to stand in their radiance and shine. Al Mukman, 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 Al Haq. And everybody take a deep breath in and out. And we now activate those energy packages. And everybody take another deep breath in and out. And if you have water, please take a sip of water. All right. And I'm just feeling a lot of vibrating energy for people. So I would love to hear what people felt or... I mean, it's always different when I'm not interfacing with people directly, you know, on the call. So I love hearing what some feedback.
Well, what's interesting, I mean, like we had Rosa in San Francisco, and like she felt actually something like jerk out of her solar plexus, like a physical movement. Does that happen a lot?
Yes. Yeah, it depends on, you know, what somebody's got going on there. That's, you know, that's the thing. If everybody's so unique, as you know, and we've all had different experiences, different past lives, different contracts and agreements. So that's part of the beauty of this work. And this is where I'm going to say, I think that's where this makes this different, is that I can work with groups of people like this where I'm not even individually talking to the people and they're feeling these kinds of shifts just by bringing the light down in this format.
Wow. What she also was saying that she felt, too, was that she thinks it was like a reluctant gatekeeper, and then now she feels like a calm. She has these two herniated discs in her neck, which is kind of interesting because that's been causing a lot of numbness in her hands and in her arms. She says after that last clearing, she felt the numbness go away in seconds. Thank you again for your work. That's pretty amazing. Wow. Well, I want to talk about this because they're just coming in, and I mean, we have over 100 people just writing in about all of these incredible things. I try to choose them as they come in. There's so many. Tell us about going deeper into this work and why that going deeper might be different than what we just experienced here.
So going deeper, it will be similar, but it'll be different because we're going to be addressing different aspects of the energy of struggle, of different forms of energy. And also in the work, I work with dominant, non-dominant handwriting. So I'll be giving a question to write with your right hand or your dominant hand, the one you sign checks or contracts with, since so many of us, you know, pay for stuff online. Some people don't even write checks anymore. So you're going to write the question out that I pose, and then you change hands, take a deep breath, and allow your subconscious, your inner child, whatever the information. So that's where some of it's different because we're actually tapping into a much deeper level within you to address those issues. And in the recordings, these were recordings of teleclasses that I taught. So I'm interfacing with people. So you're hearing what came up for them and the feedback and what they felt and whatnot. So it's different in that it goes much deeper and that you'll clear on a deeper level. Now, we did powerful work today. I'm not saying we didn't do some good juju today, because we did, but it's different, and each of the classes are how I'm guided. My guides will give me maybe a topic. I mean, this whole thing around relinquishing came up. My partner was reading a book and said three R words, and I'm like, relinquish, I meditated on it, and then all of this information started unfolding around relinquishing struggle, and, you know, when we're letting go of all of this out of our body, how it just frees our energy field up to be present and have space to connect with our true purpose.
Well, let's talk about that process and what's here, because you've got actually a lot here, and it's pretty deep and astounding. And what I love about it is after each piece, you have kind of what people have been experiencing from these. And I would love to share this with everyone. It's at YouWealth, Y-O-U-Wealth, revolution.com/Dakara, D-A-K-A-R-A, D-A-K-A-R-A. And the first piece is how to relinquish, realign, and receive. It's a two-hour class that people are going to get. And what you're going to be doing is canceling contracts and other aspects of negative energy, dealing with those people and helping them get over the struggle of money, the struggle to find their ideal job, the struggle to find the ideal relationship, and remove that energy of struggle from people's lives. Tell me about that. You've got a bunch of people that even just from that piece had some huge breakthroughs.
Yeah, so, and this is actually two 2-hour classes. So sometimes when I teach,
wow,
I'll repeat it at a time so people can attend both. And, of course, each time different stuff's going to come up. And that's the beauty of recordings. You can go back and maybe you focus on struggling with money the first time you go through that class. And then you listen to the second 2-hour class and you decide to work on finding your ideal job or your relationship or whatever it is that's coming up for you. And so that's 4 hours right there that just goes deeper where, again, it'll be guided like what I did today. You'll hear the attendees interacting and what they're sharing. And that gives space for you to really kind of feel the energy and see how other people experience it too, because it is very individual, as even some of the people have shared today, what they felt leaving or what was shifting. So this one, this two-hour class segment cancels contracts, vows, agreements, and I believe we went back and worked on ancestral lines and also past lives in that. I know we do it through some of the classes, and I didn't have those complete notes in front of me for the call today, but the bulk of it is really going in and clearing out those deeper agreements or vows.
Yes, you know, and that is something that, you know, everybody at some level, if you kind of wonder, well, is my life really supposed to be like this? And you're working and you're struggling and you're trying to do everything. It may be a good idea to go through this work to really open up to what you are and really see what your life could be. And failure is a big thing that holds us stuck too. And you have a whole, which I have not seen anybody really do this, which is how do you relinquish failure? I mean, how do you really take people through a process that helps them get rid of failure, the fear of failure, the contract around failure? I mean, do some of us have a contract around failure? I mean, we very well might.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's fear of failure. And again, so in some of these, the meditations, actually, I take you into the Hall of Records, and we'll call forth those contracts, and I'm guided in,
wow.
in you know, how they were recorded in that moment on how you're canceling that contract. Sometimes you're signing a cancellation line, and the contract furls up and flies off into the fire.
Wow.
There's just different things that I'm very present with my guides, and I'm going to be really transparent here. My guides will give me an idea, and they say, teach a class. I'll get like bullet lines of information, and then I'll put it out there. I'm doing this, da 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 da, and then the magic happens in the moment. I don't even always know. I know we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, we're going to go into this part. We're going to do this. There's going to be a meditation, but I don't write it all out. I'm just shown what we're doing in the moment. And that's where my work, because I moved into a place through all of my work of trusting in that and to just surrender all of the what ifs and the struggle and the fear and the blah, blah, blahs, that because I've done all of that, I can just do the work the way I do it now, be present, and the magic happens.
Wow. Let me let people know it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Dakara, Dakara. Now, this is $97, so it's something that you can get at 80% off. It's almost a $500 value. I would say it's really an unlimited value if you get some of the things that have happened to the group here, and really more because we're going deeper. There's also a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you're not happy or if there's something that you feel like, hey, you know, this wasn't for me, we absolutely want you to be happy. And just the relinquishing failure part and then realigning and receiving, that's just a tiny piece of it because we have another, like, 6 or 7 items I want to go through really quick. You also included, how to relinquish deprivation. And
yes, and that's another two-hour class, so that's another 4 hours total because that pattern can cause people to feel abandoned, unloved, forgotten, or not acknowledged. I mean, how many times do we get into relationships or even with our family where we just don't even feel like they care, or they don't even acknowledge us or pay attention, and sometimes that's just this deeper energy of deprivation. And this came up at one of the HPT trainings with Rebecca, and which is so powerful. My guides had me do something and take it, you know, in my direction to a deeper level. So that one will take and clearing the pattern of deprivation in past lives, ancestral lines, the womb, childhood, and adulthood. So it basically
How would someone know? Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, how would someone know, it just came through me, that how would someone know if they have this deprivation contract in their life?
Do they ever go around, you know, do they feel like they've been forgotten or acknowledged, or do they feel like they just get left out or people don't pay attention? Do they ever feel like they're just not good enough? Does that energy come up for them? Do they feel abandoned or unloved? So a lot of times, you know, it's just that deeper core of deprivation where there's that part of them that's created or manifested these relationships based on that. And then when the deprivation energy at that core level, cellular level, DNA level is shifted and removed, they start creating new, magical, wonderful relationships, whether it's with their, you know, loved ones, you know, significant others, children, coworkers, and start attracting more wonderful, beautiful people, situations into their lives. And, of course, that can be around money. It can, you know, well, here I'm talking about on this one, too, you know, and this pattern can rob you of money. And so I say this pattern can blind you to opportunities around money. It can block you in your ability to receive. So it helps move you into a place of clear vision to just get rid of that old lack.
Yeah.
If you've got a little string in you that's vibrating lack, 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 you're going to keep attracting lack.
There's another item here. It's item four. You're talking about limitation. There's a relinquishment of limitation. Another one. It's a class, an audio. Tell me about that one and what that is about.
So that one is like, and that's where some of this, the limitation devices, that's where it was the foundation of where that started coming in from my guides. This is, you know, just like today we went in and we're looking at for the energy of struggle, there's different processes, similar but different, going into the energy of limitation. So again, if we've got an anchor of something or a gatekeeper of energy of limitation within us, then it's going to keep vibrating, keeping us at holes. You know, like maybe it's, if it wasn't there, we might walk down the street and meet somebody and go, oh, yes, and we have this little networking inner exchange and some magical new product or business deal is cut. But if we're holding that energy of limitation, we're going to be walking and they may be turned the other way and we don't even see that person. So that's kind of where this one moves in.
Wow. And then you also have another one here that's the heart point technique basics, which is an overview of, because we have a few questions about the hand positions and how do I do it. I'm not sure I'm doing it right. So people can actually do this, create the sacred space, and understand it completely. So that's a whole training on the heart point technique basics
as well. And that's only maybe 20 or 25 minutes, so it's not a really long one. If you need to go back and kind of to get kind of a revisit to it, you can listen to that. And I didn't even put like a price on that. I just said priceless because, you know, that basic technique and just being able to get grounded and create your sacred space is priceless. If everybody got up every day and remembered to ground and created their sacred space and went out in their day that way, they would start having different experiences with that alone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's so important, yet we just forget, and yet we need to remember, we need to do this every day because it's our birthright. Now, you have a bonus item, which is kind of cool, is relinquishing struggle. And that is how you can cancel and remove that contract of struggle and also use light to relinquish that energy of struggle. So there's two things going on here. Maybe they're going on at the same time. Tell me about that. And how would someone know maybe if they had that energy of struggle in their life?
So we focused on struggle today. So part of this, and I just addressed different aspects. I mean, there's different aspects to every kind of energy. So in this bonus recording, you're actually being guided to go into your Hall of Records and cancel that contract. Because honestly, you know, if the contract's still there, struggle might show up in just a different way. You cleared something with it today, but it could show up in another way if that contract is still there. So that's another 60-minute recording that walks you through other aspects of clearing struggle from your body and your being and your life.
Wow. What are some of the favorite stories that you've had in this area of people really getting into this work and really feeling a shift and feeling that magic come back into their lives?
I think the favorite is, like I shared earlier, like when people all of a sudden don't have physical pain. Or like I'll get feedback from clients like, oh, we worked on mother issues. And you know, and of course, it can be with somebody that's mother is living or past, and where they just will write me and tell me, wow, that whole thing, it's just like gone. I don't even feel that anymore.
Oh.
And that's the biggest comment that I get, like, with some of my clients. And a lot of my clients are healers and hypnotherapists and people that have done work for a long time. They'll just say, yeah, the great thing about your work is, like, I just don't even think about that anymore. I, like, totally forget about it. And it just shifts to where they can feel more happiness and joy in their day-to-day life because they don't have the monkey mind or those thoughts, you know, kind of churning around in the back of their head all the time.
Yeah,
so
what
I have
a difference that'll make.
Stories. Pardon me?
I said, what a difference that'll make in people's lives. It's really like being free finally for the first time from so much.
Yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's just... So that's how I see this being different. I mean, a lot of modalities will do things that are similar to, and I'm not saying that HPT is the end-all be-all. They're all good. They all have a purpose, and people just need to tune into mm-hmm. their hearts, and they know. Our hearts will always guide us in the right direction. They will know if this is something that's for them, that's going to help push them beyond that place that they've never been able to really feel truly free and happy. And that's what this work can do.
Wow, amazing. Let me let people know where they can go. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Dakara, D-A-K-A-R-A. D-A-K-A-R-A. I want to ask you this question because, you know, when we talk about, you know, a lot of people that do healing and block removal and clearings, they'll have shifts, but they'll have shifts in their clients and customers. But when pain goes away, when mobility comes back, it just strikes me as amazing. I've seen that with other modalities. Very rarely, though, what is being removed at that point when you literally can now move your neck and you couldn't before?
I see that as, you know, on a cellular level, those cells, let's say they've been having, we'll just call it a pity party for lack of a better term.
Right.
They've been in there, they've been hanging out and talking about the pain and all this old experience or whatever that energy is. They've just been kind of dancing around it and they've been hanging on to it because they may have felt that it was their job. And when we bring that light in and they realize that, hey, we don't have to hang on to this no more, and that energy leaves, and the pain goes with it, then there's nothing there. The core, when the core is released, there's nothing there to anchor to hold it there any longer.
Wow. And then we feel different. Our body feels different. You know, so much can happen. I just...
Exactly.
Wow. For anybody that's, you know, not sure about their life or what's possible in their life, maybe they're feeling like they're at the bottom rung and... it just could never get any better. Do you have any kind of closing words for those people? Because they're always here. You know, there's always, you never know how people could be feeling or what could be going on in their life. And
exactly.
I
want to say to people that are feeling at that place in their life that there's hope. There's always hope. And the light, and just even re-listening to this recording, you know, pay attention to how you felt at the beginning and how you feel now. Do you feel a little bit more hope in your heart, in your mind, in your being? And know that the answers are always there. We simply need to remember to ask for them. And maybe showing up today or listening to this call is an answer to your prayer and your request to be able to become unstuck and to relinquish that struggle and to move into a place of true peace, joy, and happiness in your life. And learn this as a tool to be able to use it when the little things of life come up. So my thoughts are, you know, my heart is open to each one of you and to know that whatever the situation is, you can move to the other side of it. Just give yourself the permission and ask for the guidance and call in the light to help you, and it will be done.
Wow. Wow. I love this. I love what you've done, Dakara. Thank you so much for being here and putting this together for us and really opening. I mean, this was incredibly powerful. I want to hear everybody's thoughts on what you experienced and what you felt on the call. Patricia said, thank you and blessings, Darius and Dakara. This was a very powerful experience. Another person, Joan, said this modality has been so timely for me. I just found some devices in myself. I really needed this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is great. Another person said, I had the same kind of wind going around in my head and the blockage, and it's been now gone. And so many people feeling something. She said, amazing. Cindy said, I felt like there was a vice tightening around my head. It felt like it was clamping around my temples, and it slowly left, and I felt a moment of air around my face. Wow. Head down to my hands, and now I have a higher energy. I now have the higher energy that everyone else has been talking about. Thank you so much, Darius and Dakara. Imagine the feeling of having like a vice around your temples just lifting. I mean, what could be happening as amazing possibilities in your life when something like that comes forward? I can't imagine the distinction there. That's
well, having been a headache person in my past, yeah. I can imagine that. So, you know, if thinking of the vice as creating a headache type pain, I can imagine that. So I'm grateful and thank you for sharing. I don't remember what you said her name was, but who that was, but thank you, because
Cindy,
that's what makes my
yeah.
heart sing is the feedback. So
yeah, Cindy. one person said she's been sitting and she got up, and usually she's very stiff after the call. Now Kathy said she has no stiffness whatsoever. Just incredible. Everyone, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/DAKARA, Dakara, UWealth Revolution, DAKARA. It is discounted 80%, and it is all there, and you have nothing but the opportunity to experience it. Dakara, thank you so much for being here and sharing, and I know we want to have you back and do some question and answers as well, so I hope that's a possibility.
Oh, definitely. I would love to come back and share more and do more healing work. Make people's lives more better.
I mean, yes. Absolutely. And what I realized, too, is that, you know, we couldn't, I mean, for everybody here, I mean, the truth is, I mean, this is very powerful. So we couldn't, like, you know, we're taking this in stages. And so, like, you just got kind of like the introduction. And so if you want to go deeper, you want to go into the work. And later, you know, if Dakara comes back, we'll do deeper, a little bit deeper. But it's in
yes.
stages, and it's there for you to really sort of open up and experience bit by bit. So thank you so much, Dakara, for being here and sharing your gift and your light and everything that you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to you, Darius, and your fabulous team and everybody listening. I'm grateful that I got to be in my heart and share today.